Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Now, NASA's 30-year-old space shuttle program has its final launch scheduled tomorrow at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. The Atlantis will take the very last astronaut shuttle crew into space, along with another crew of tiny four-legged creatures.
Mary Buckstein is a scientist at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. She's bipedal, and she's not an astronaut, but her furry quadrupeds are part of an experiment on board the last shuttle flight. And the subject of her study isn't the stars above, it's the bones in us.
We reached Mary Buckstein down in Cape Canaveral this afternoon to find out more.
We're interested in studying the effects of microgravity on the skeleton, and regular mechanical loading is required for good skeletal health. And so astronauts actually lose quite a bit of bone mass while they're in space, and they lose bone at a rate generally about 10 times the rate of postmenopausal women. So this is a serious health concern that NASA is interested in order to be able to do long-duration spaceflight. And so on this experiment that we're going to be conducting, we are going to be testing the effects of a new therapy to try to counteract this bone loss in space. And we expect that this new therapy will actually be able to promote bone gain during the exposure to microgravity, not just prevent the bone loss.
So you're going to send up some rats?
We're actually sending up mice.
Mice. Okay, I apologize to the mice community out there. So what have you done to these mice to get them ready for the journey?
So we'll be sending out 30 mice, and 15 will be injected with the drug, and 15 will receive a placebo injection. And this week we've been making measurements of their body mass, and we also make a measurement of their bone density before they go. We use a technique that's actually used in postmenopausal or in women to diagnose osteoporosis. It's a scaled-down version for the mice, but essentially the same technique where we measure their bone density. We'll measure it again when they come back 12 days or 13 days after the launch.
And so you're giving them a drug?
Yes. So they are going to receive a drug 1 day before the launch, and they will not be handled or touched during the flight, and then they'll come back and we'll see if the drug worked.
So obviously, Mary, this is a treatment that you said that is meant to be applied to the problems that people experience in long-term space flight. But loss of bone density is a problem experienced by people right here on Earth all the time. Does this research potentially have applications for those people?
Exactly. We're particularly excited about this experiment because for just the reasons that you stated, there are a number of conditions that people are exposed to disuse, either from a disease such as cerebral palsy, muscular dystrophy, or a condition such as after a stroke that would cause them to lose bone because of their low mechanical loading and disuse. And so our research that we're conducting will tell us quite a bit about the potential of this therapy to counteract those effects.
Dr. Buckstein, is there a lot of pressure to get this experiment right? Because this is really your last chance to, in the foreseeable future, to grab some space on a shuttle going up to space.
It certainly is the last chance. I mean, there's a lot of pressure to do it right whenever you do an experiment. So, you know, we're being very careful. We're double, triple checking everything. And our biggest concern right now is the weather and when the shuttle will actually take off. So we have a number of backup scenarios when the shuttle launch is scrubbed. We have backup number one and number two, but it's not so much pressure as it is doing good science like we always do.
Well, I have to say, though, it seems like there's a tragic irony inherent in the fact that you're doing an experiment here that is meant to enable long-term human spaceflight at a moment. This is the last shuttle launch. This is a moment where human spaceflight may have never been more uncertain.
That's one way of looking at it. I mean, it certainly is bittersweet in the end of the shuttle era. However, there's a big future in commercial spaceflight, and there are big plans to do space exploration, perhaps not with the shuttle, but with other systems and other developments that will be more efficient and perhaps more designed for, you know, missions that are going to be of longer duration. And so I think we can still look forward to space exploration, maybe in a different way, and maybe with more commercial involvement.
So the shuttle is supposed to launch tomorrow, but the weather's looking a little dicey?
Yeah, the shuttle is supposed to launch tomorrow in the late morning, and right now it's pretty cloudy, and they're forecasting cloudy and thunder showers tomorrow, and the NASA is predicting only a 30% chance of launch tomorrow, but we are loaded and ready. The mice are in their special cages, and they're waiting to be picked up. They will actually leave for the shuttle in about 15 minutes, and we'll get loaded on this afternoon and be waiting for their launch.
Dr. Mary Buchsein, good luck.
Thank you very much. Pleasure speaking with you.
Mary Buchsein is a scientist at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. Her experiment goes up tomorrow, hopefully, on the final flight of the Shuttle Atlantis, the very last voyage of the NASA Space Shuttle program.
That's it for today. Tomorrow on the show, comedian Paula Poundstone. So join us for that. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from theangle@boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Adam Ragusea. Anthony Brooks will be back tomorrow. Join us again then for more Radio Boston.